Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, many college students are taking ADHD medications that are not theirs just to help them stay up and study. And my guest is Dr. Andrew Addisman. He's the Chief of Developmental and Behavioral Pediatrics at the Stephen and Alexander Cones Children's Medical Center of New York. Welcome to the show, Dr. Addisman. Is this sort of an epidemic that's going on with more medication being dispensed as ADHD is better diagnosed and managed? And then these kids are going off to college with their medications and what, they're sharing them?
Yeah, I think it is a bit of an epidemic. Just as you said, you know, high school kids and even more so college kids with ADHD are unfortunately sharing their medication with friends, dorm mates, fraternity brothers, or even teammates for some of the varsity teams. And other kids are using them, you know, unlawfully in order to get some sort of academic advantage to help them study more, focus better. You know, so their heart's in the right place in terms of wanting to study. The problem is they're turning to these medications to help with their studying, and it's just a huge problem.
So why is it a problem? I understand this is prescription medication abuse, but is there complications that can come from this? Can they become addicted to these medications, or are they, you know, is there something that's happening to these students that are taking them?
Well, I think there are many reasons why it's problematic. First, in terms of health reasons, you know, there is a potential for addiction depending on how they're being used. There's certainly a potential for side effects or complications depending on, you know, an individual's health history, what medications they may be on, possibly underlying heart problems. Certainly when college kids are under a healthcare provider's supervision, when a pediatrician is treating a college student, you know, that student, you know, the doctor knows the health history, that the medicines have been adjusted over time, and, you know, what's a right dose for one student who's been on medicine for years may be a very wrong dose for another student who's unfamiliar with that medicine. But getting beyond the health issues, there are also legal issues. There are legal issues. It's basically unlawful for the student with ADHD to give away his medicine. In the eyes of the law, there's no difference between giving away one pill to a friend versus selling a pill to a stranger. So there's no distinction in terms of money or familiarity. And then certainly it's illegal to, you know, take possession of controlled substances as well. So this is both for both parties, it has legal consequences. And although everyone may think this is benign, the reality is, should something bad happen, should a patient end up in the ER, should the police get involved, there's the risk that there could be, you know, lifelong legal implications in terms of having an arrest or a conviction on your record. And then the third reason why it's wrong, and it's not just the health and the legal issues, it's creating an unfair atmosphere. It's putting pressure on kids to do this if other kids are doing it. And the last thing I would want is for my child in college, and I have two kids in college, to feel that they need to take these medicines in order to compete effectively with other kids who might be cheating in this way.
And I think something else, Dr. Addisman, that we didn't mention is that besides it's a felony to share your medications and selling them for cash, it's just like selling any regular drug, but then the person who is selling them is using up their medication, which they actually need, and maybe then the clinic is not going to refill their prescriptions in such a timely manner because they've gone through them faster than they would have if they were taking them in the prescribed schedule.
Yeah, that's a possibility, although I guess I'd have a bigger concern that the student himself is not taking the medicine when he's supposed to, and then that there may be sort of a downstream consequence for the student academically as well. So, so I think those are, you know, all real issues. But this is an epidemic. You know, all the studies show that it's not the majority of kids, but it's a sizable minority, maybe 20 or 30% on campuses around the country. And whereas it may be a quarter to a third in colleges, it may be, you know, maybe 1 out of 10 in high school settings where kids are also using these medications at times.
So what's a parent or the college campus to do about this problem?
Well, I think while kids are living at home, so this would be obviously high school students as a start, I think parents need to have a good handle on medication, how it's being stored, who's giving it, under what supervision, and parents need to not just, you know, monitor the medication, but also have a frank conversation with their sons and daughters about what are the health and legal consequences. You know, for a kid with ADHD to give their medicine, there's no big incentive for them to do that. I can see another student wanting to get the pills, but there shouldn't be a real big incentive if they're giving it. You know, theoretically, kids could sell it, and some people may see this as a secondary revenue stream, in which case, you know, there is going to be an incentive. But again, you know, this is a serious crime with potential health and legal consequences. In the college setting, I think that it's a little bit trickier because colleges are not involved with medication storage or administration. And I think it's really incumbent on students to recognize what they're doing is wrong. I think that, you know, school honor codes, for example, many schools presently don't define it as cheating. And I think that, you know, maybe schools need to be more explicit. A school like Duke, for example, has included within their honor code that this is a form of academic cheating. It's probably against the drug and substance abuse policies of all these campuses, but it may not yet be identified as cheating. And I think that, you know, students with ADHD, the problem starts with them because they're the ones that have the medicine. And, you know, I tell my patients not to share that information with anybody because they're just going to ultimately put themselves in an awkward position where someone's going to want to, you know, borrow a pill. And I think that they, you know, it seems like a well-intentioned, benign gesture, you know, can have a cascade of potentially significant consequences.
Well, it certainly can. And when you talk about, you know, an honor code or something along those lines, do you think that parents, before their kids go off to college, need to have this really frank discussion that this is your medication and some kids are going to try and get you to, you know, sell it to them as a study drug and give them that advantage that, you know, you're having, but they're not really having it because for them it's a necessary medication? So having that frank conversation, will that help your child or will that open their mind and say, oh, maybe, you know, I could make a little extra money? I'm never quite sure about that.
Yeah, I mean, I think in my mind this is a conversation that needs to take place. You know, the reality is kids are going to be exposed. Just, you know, it's the same way that families may want to speak to their children about drinking alcohol, about potentially, you know, drug use, whether it be pot. I think that this is a conversation that has to happen. And frankly, I think it also has to come from the prescribing healthcare professional, the pediatrician. If pediatricians are treating high school and college kids, there needs to be a direct discussion that the medicine's for them and that what's safe for them may not be safe for others. And what may seem like a relatively innocent kind of act of generosity, so to speak, in terms of sharing, it's nice to share. When it comes to prescription medicines, the answer is absolutely not. So I think it's not just parents, but I think pediatricians and other healthcare providers also need to do the same thing.
So Dr. Addisman, wrap this up for us about ADHD medications being prescribed to people that need them, and then this epidemic that we're seeing in high schools and on college campuses of students sharing and or selling these drugs to other students to give them that focus for studying. Kind of wrap it up. Give us your best advice for parents listening to deal with this issue.
Parents need to just have a frank and explicit discussion. I think they need to include their physicians or pediatricians. I think they need to take ownership of medication administration and certainly be consistent in terms of being vigilant to this and having a frank discussion again on the college side. It's a challenging problem for which we don't have easier quick fixes, but I think, you know, it has to start by having some open dialogue and some vigilance.
Absolutely great information. You're listening to Radio MD, and the show is Healthy Children. Our expert guests are provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics in conjunction with their consumer website, healthychildren.org. If you missed any of the great information, you can listen anytime, on demand or on the go, at radiomd.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening, and stay well.